On The Moving Icon, host Chris Vlachonacios explores the world of Eastern Orthodox Christian filmmakers and artists, as well as examines popular films through an Orthodox lens.
Poetry strives to express the very essence of our existence in beautiful yet concise and efficient use of language. It's a real shame that many people today do not truly value this ancient art form and the richness that it offers. But on today's program, I have Hardell Ma'ahi, a US-based Orthodox poet and Huffington Post Passionista with Jordanian heritage, to talk about her latest book, From the Heart, A Journey of Love. Hardell, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Your book is a collection of poems, haikus, and your own sayings. What is the essence of your work?
Honestly, the core of my work is love and faith in God, as well as my Orthodox religion. I work like an oil painter. If you will, my laptop and paper is my canvas, and my words is the oil paints. And I do that to express my emotions and my deep faith.
Now, you were born in Jordan and baptized in St. George's Church in Madaba, which has the oldest known geographic floor mosaic in the world. How much has your cultural heritage influenced you in your writings?
Yes, my Jordanian heritage has a great impact on me, as well as my faith. You have to understand, we're talking about 2,000 years of history, whether religiously or historically. Religiously, my family goes back to the time of the crucifixion, is what I understand. We're the first Christians in the Middle East. As well as the famous mosaic 6th century map in the Orthodox Church, St. George's Orthodox Church in Madaba, Jordan, that houses a holy land, the map of the Holy Land. All this and the people of Jordan and my family and Madaba and so on does have a great impact in my poetry. You will find that throughout my poems, such as Spirit Departs, The Seven Hills, Broken Houses, and as well as Salam, which means peace in Arabic.
Now, some of your works are very multi-layered with imagery. I refer to The Simple Life, yet you have others which are very direct, such as the poem Awaken to the Truth. Who have been some writers that have inspired you?
Well, there are a lot of great poets. The American, Arab-American poets such as Khalil Gibran and Mahmoud Darwish has great influence on me because of their background like me. It inspires me, as well as Edgar Allan Poe, Robert Frost, Emily Dickinson, and so on. All these use emotional effects and simplicity. So yes, you are right. They are my inspiration. They are my muse. And you will find that influence or sparkles of it and throughout my poems.
Your style of poetry is very sensory. You give very vivid yet concise descriptions of places, environments, and people. How does a writer get themselves into that kind of mind frame?
Actually, I'm inspired by my surroundings and environment, and that includes the people I know or acquaintances, as well as my family and friends. I can probably be influenced by people online, through social media, or face-to-face. I use their emotions or my own personal emotions, and yes, you're right, I use the seeing part, the hearing part, the smelling, the feeling. All this is put in my poetry. So when the person reads the poems, they are in that place and time, and they can feel it, smell it, hear it, and so on. So sensory is very important to me. You will find that throughout my poems.
In your book, you cover a wide range of topics, including death, divorce, and even Hollywood. Does the world trouble you?
Yes, as I said before, I use the surroundings and the environment as well as people around me to express how I feel, and I use the beauty and the goodness of the world. So yes, you're right, I do use the troubled part of the world that bothers me, that hurts me, that touches me personally, heart and soul, such as divorce and so on. Because of that, I put that down in poetry, and some may relate and understand what I'm trying to say, and I hope I do express that for a lot of people.
Many of your works have a spiritual influence. Do you think it's easier or harder to comprehend matters of faith when compared to, let's say, worldly topics?
Actually, writing spiritually comes very natural to me. It flows out, again, heart and soul, so it comes down like a river. It's equal as writing about the world. My love and faith in God comes natural. A lot of my love poems are about God, and so it's easily expressed. So no, it's not that hard. It is easy for me, and I hope it continues that way.
In one of your sayings, you write, "Arab Christians are bound by faith, family, and friendship, thus far and forevermore." With the intense persecution and killing of Christians in the Middle East, what effect has this had on you personally?
The persecution of Arab Christians, as well as other nationalities and faiths, burns my heart. It burns me heart and soul, actually. I do take it personally, and I do say my prayers every day for them. This needs to end, not only in the Middle East, but throughout the world. I pray for humanity. I pray that we could join together and pray as human beings and not see the differences and make a change. So I have hope and faith in God. I have hope and faith in man. We can make a difference, and hopefully we can make a change.
Besides From the Heart, do you have any upcoming works to be published?
Honestly, Chris, I don't have a timeline or a date, but again, I love to write, so I continue to write poems. I'm thinking of writing a novel, a mystery novel, and doing other things that come my way. Hopefully I could use the artistic side of me as well as my business and social media side.
Now, where can listeners purchase a copy of your book?
Yes, you may purchase my book on Amazon worldwide or with your major booksellers. It comes in Kindle and paperback formats.
And to finish off, you're going to share a poem from your book entitled Spirit Departs.
Among my tears live my fears, hatred of my skin and my next of kin. Hide my hair and my face, I cannot bear losing my space. I wear a cross heavily on my chest, I must not toss my family crest. Now lay my burdens upon the ocean blue, awaiting open curtain and for my muse. Love is far for me, isolation seems to be. I hinder my heart until my spirit departs.
Adele, thanks so much for taking the time to come onto the show today.
My pleasure, Chris. Nice to be here, and thank you for asking me.
That was poet Adele Mahaye. If you want to learn more about orthodoxy, media, and the arts, visit the OFA blog at orthodoxfilmmakersandartists.blogspot.com or like the blog on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Moving Icon with Chris Vlachonasios. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.